Irene focused on the next steps. The sooner she handed in this book and filed a report, the sooner she could get herself clean and dry and sit down with a good book of her own. And she should be able to expect a few weeks off for her own projects, which, quite frankly, she lusted after at the moment. The computer in front of her hummed to life as she flicked the on switch. She wiped the screen with her sleeve and blew dust off the keyboard. It was a pity that nobody could control the re-entry point of forced passages back to the library from alternate worlds. All you knew was that you'd end up in the library. Although, there were horror stories about people who'd spent years finding their way back up from some of the catacombs, where the really old data was stored. The screen flared with the library logo, a closed book with login and password windows. She typed quickly, hit return, and the book slowly opened, pages rifling to show her inbox. At least nobody had figured out how to spam the library computer system yet. She called up a local map. It blurred into existence on the screen in a three-dimensional diagram, and an arrow in red pointed out her current room. She wasn't too far out, only a couple of hours' walk from Central. Reassured, she sent a quick email to Coppelia, her direct supervisor and mentor.
Irene here. Have secured the required material. Request appointment to deliver. Currently in A254, Latin American Literature 20th Century, about 2.5 hours from your office.
The beep as she sent the email broke the room's silence. It was a pity that mobile phones, or Wi-Fi, or any similar technologies, all failed in the library. Any sort of transmission not based on strictly physical links failed, or malfunctioned, or spouted static in bright, warbling tones. Research had been done, research was being done, and, Irene suspected, research would still be being done in 100 years. Technology wasn't the only failure either. Magical forms of communication were useless too, and the side effects tended to be even more painful. Or so she'd heard. She hadn't tried. She liked her brains inside her skull, where they belonged. While she was waiting for an answer, she caught up on her email. The usual stuff. Mass-mailed requests for books on particular topics of research, comparisons of Victorian pornography across alternative Victorian worlds, someone touting their new thesis on stimulant abuse and associative poetry.